Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, April 18th. In today's episode, Supreme Court's observations on EVM VVPAT cross-verification. BJP and Trinamool blame each other for Ram Navami violence. India bloc ally CPIM accuses Congress of becoming B-team of BJP. Tejaswi Yadav flags Nitish Kumar's absence from BJP rallies in Bihar. And Nestle under fire for allegedly adding processed sugar in baby food in developing countries. First up, there has to be sanctity in the electoral process, the Supreme Court told the Election Commission of India today, asking the poll body to explain in detail the steps followed to ensure free and fair polls. The Supreme Court bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta heard petitions seeking 100% cross-verification of votes cast on electronic voting machines or EVM with paper slips generated through the VVPAT system. Appearing for one of the petitioners, advocate Nizam Pasha argued a voter should be allowed to take the VVPAT slip after the votes and then deposit it in a ballot box. When Justice Khanna asked if such a process wouldn't affect the voter's privacy, Mr. Pasha replied, and I quote, "Voter privacy cannot be used to defeat voter rights," unquote. The Election Commission told the court that all voting machines pass through the mock poll process. Quote, "Candidates are allowed to randomly pick 5% machines. Process again repeated on poll day. VVPAT slips are taken out, counted and matched. All machines have different kinds of paper seals. At the time when the machine arrives for counting, the seal number can be checked," unquote, an official said. Prashant Bhushan, appearing for another petitioner, cited a report on mock poll results in Kerala, where votes were recorded for the BJP. The Manorama report states, quote, "At least 4 electronic voting machines or EVMs erroneously registered votes in favour of BJP during mock polling in Kasargod on Wednesday, April 17th, alleged agents of LDF and UDF candidates," unquote. While in court, Deputy Election Commissioner Nitesh Vyas told the court this report was false. The bench also asked the Election Commission Council if they have ever recorded a mismatch between the VVPAT slip and the storage unit. Election Commission said that in the 4 crore VVPAT countings they've conducted, they have never had a case of mismatch. When the court asked why it takes more time to count VVPAT paper slips and if machines can be used for this, the Election Commission said the paper is thin and sticky and is not meant for counting. The Supreme Court said there is a trust factor. Quote, "There seems to be some disconnect between what you are telling us and what is available in the public domain. That needs to be bridged," unquote. The poll official replied to this, "We have nothing to hide." The court asked, quote, "Voter trust is to be maintained and protected. How do we ensure the integrity of this entire mechanism?" Unquote. The poll body replied, "We will update the FAQs," rejecting a suggestion of barcodes as it would be a humongous undertaking. At the time of recording, the Supreme Court had reserved its orders. Tomorrow, voters from 102 constituencies across India will enter the polling booths to cast their votes in the biggest elections in the world. So moving on to the updates from the run-up to the Lok Sabha elections. The Bharatiya Janata Party blamed West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on Thursday for the Ram Navami clashes in Murshidabad, which left 4 people injured. BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari alleged that Ms. Banerjee's provocative speech led to Ram Navami processions being disrupted and attacked at various places in the state. In a post on X, Mr. Adhikari wrote, and I quote, "The Ram Navami processions were disrupted and attacked at various places across the state of West Bengal due to the Chief Minister's provocative speech. Their hands have been tied due to Chief Minister's public stand on Ram Navami, a day which, according to her, is a day for rioting," unquote. Responding to the charge, Mamata Banerjee tossed the blame for the violence back at the BJP. She alleged that the violence was pre-planned. News agency PTI quoted her, quote, "Everything was pre-planned. The DIG of Murshidabad was removed a day ahead of Ram Navami so that you, BJP, can carry out violence," unquote. She claimed BJP goons roughed up police personnel in Murshidabad. In neighbouring Bihar, reacting to Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's absence from PM Modi and other NDA rallies in Bihar, RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav questioned, quote, "Whether he's staying at home or has been trapped, this is a thing to ponder upon," unquote. On Tuesday too, the former Nitish Kumar ally made a similar statement, Quote, where is Nitish Kumarji? Why is the BJP not inviting him to the rallies? He could not be seen at either rally of the Prime Minister on Tuesday. I still have huge respect for the Chief Minister. BJP, which is currently his ally, needs to come clean on the matter. Unquote. RJD spokesperson Sarika Paswan posted on X, it could be because the Chief Minister, in his last public rally in Nevada on April 7th with Prime Minister Modi, claimed BJP would get 4 lakh votes. Then corrected himself to say that BJP will get 4,000 Lok Sabha seats. He also spoke for more than 20 minutes as the Prime Minister waited and one NDA leader was seen repeatedly checking the watch. In Kerala, Congress was at the receiving end of attacks from rival BJP and reluctant ally CPIM. Addressing the media in Malappuram district, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said, the Congress was not interested in taking on the BJP ideologically and politically because it had, quote, degenerated itself into a B team of BJP and gradually accepting the agenda of RSS, unquote. He lamented about the children of Congress leaders joining the Bharatiya Janata Party. Mr. Vijayan's CPIM is a part of India Bloc, but the two parties are contesting against each other in Kerala, including on Rahul Gandhi's Wayanad seat. Calling pre-poll surveys a paid attempt to brainwash the public, Mr. Vijayan also blasted Indian Union Muslim League leaders, claiming they speak in Congress's favour as they have no other choice. Quote, the downfall of Congress has been huge. That party should salvage its secular legacy, unquote. Mr. Vijayan also rigged up the issue of CAA and NRC being absent from Rahul Gandhi's Bharat Jodo Nyaya Yatra rallies. Congress leader K. Venugopal hit back at the Chief Minister and I quote, whenever he speaks, he attacks Rahul Gandhi. None of his party colleagues in other states do it. So why is he so opposed to Rahul Gandhi? The only answer to that he is trying to please Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Unquote. In another Kerala constituency, Union Minister and BJP leader Rajnath Singh took a jibe at Rahul Gandhi. He claimed Mr. Gandhi was afraid of contesting the Lok Sabha elections from Amethi because of his 2019 loss. Quote, BJP is going to launch Gaganyaan in 5 years, but the launch of a young leader of the Congress party has not yet happened in the last 20 years. Congress party's Rahulyaan is neither getting launched nor is it landing anywhere. Unquote, Rajnath Singh said in Kerala. Breaking from breaking news. Hoping for a higher income in the future, climate change says no, you can't have it. A study published in the Nature journal claims there will be an approximately 19% reduction in global income over the next 26 years on account of record-breaking heat waves, severe floods, and acute wildfires, exacerbated by climate change. The researchers say the immediate economic cost of climate change already surpasses the cost of addressing the crisis. For instance, if countries committed to the Paris Climate Agreement and made efforts to mitigate climate change, it would be a $6 trillion expense by 2050. In contrast, the study projects climate-related economic damages to reach $38 trillion by the same year, and as a result, lower growth and income. Now back to news. Two of the best-selling baby food brands by Nestle in India contain high levels of added sugar. While such products are sugar-free in the United Kingdom, Germany, Switzerland, and other developed nations, according to an investigation by Public Eye. The report titled, How Nestle Gets Children Hooked on Sugar in Low-Income Countries, said that Nestle, which is the world's largest consumer goods company, adds sugar and honey to infant milk and cereal products in several countries. A violation of international guidelines aimed at preventing obesity and chronic diseases. Violations were found only in Asian, African, and Latin American countries. Out of the 115 products sold in Nestle's main markets in these countries, 108 of them contained added sugar. Almost all the Cerelac infant cereals examined contain added sugar, nearly 4 grams per serving on average, equal to roughly a sugar cube, although they are targeted at babies from 6 months of age. The highest amount, 7.3 grams per serving, was detected in a product sold in Philippines. According to Indian Health Ministry sources, the ministry is taking the report seriously and FSSAI is also studying it. The report states, and I quote, the pediatricians and child nutrition experts interviewed by Public Eye, denounced a double standard that is unjustifiable and problematic from an ethical and public health perspective, particularly in view of the obesity epidemic affecting low-income countries, unquote. A Nestle spokesperson told NDTV Profit they have reduced added sugars in their portfolio by 30% in the last 5 years and are always open to reviewing and reformulating their products further. And lastly, showcasing the secular fabric of India, people from Hindu and Muslim communities formed a human chain in Bihar's Katihar on the occasion of Ram Navami. As a grand Ram Navami procession passed through the city streets on Wednesday, Hindus and Muslims came together to form a human chain to give a sense of safety and security to the participants in the yatra. The people who led the initiative to form the chain said they want to convey a message of Hindu-Muslim unity through their act. A local resident told NDTV, quote, "Our city is a city of love, and our Indian culture has a tradition of sharing festivities and happiness together," unquote. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.